And we just talked to Alice Gibson about the Young Professionals Program. The Ireland Fund is also proud to be a founding member and key supporter of the Irish Canadian Immigration Center. Kathy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Immigration Center?
Thanks. We are just going into our third year of operations. I can't believe it. It was 2 years ago this month that we opened our doors and had our grand opening in March of 2012. We're continuing to work with the new arrivals. There's going to be 10,000. Can you believe that, guys?
Wow.
10,000 coming this year on the International Experience Canada program. And of course, that doesn't even count all the ones who are already here and settling in under permanent residency. So, yeah,
It's going to be busy.
It's been really busy. And we're enjoying working with our founding members, and of which the Ireland Fund is one of our biggest sponsors, and we share office space there because that's their in-kind donation, and that is very generous of the Ireland Fund. But in terms of Jane and I in the office together, like, that doesn't work at all.
No, I can't imagine.
Working with your one.
I would say too,
I mean, really the only thing that makes me want to keep doing it is all the great new Irish that come into the office, because if I just had to put up with Kathy every day, this would never have worked.
No, thank goodness.
It was only the promise of this show, actually, that kept me going on this radio show. I was trying to put up with this fella every week. It's shocking.
Yes.
I think we're going to move over to you.
That and the fact that Narita brings us a lot of baked goods is keeping me going here. That's good. Right, we're going to play a wee bit of music.
A little bit of Galway.
Going to do a little bit of an ad here with the for the Galway message from our friends at the Galway Arms, located at 838 the Queensway in Etobicoke. They invite you to come and enjoy some of the finest pints in the city and featuring some of the best meals in Toronto. So drop in to see the Keane family or call them at 416-251-0096 or visit them at www.galwayarms.ca.
For over 12 years now, the Belfast Lounge has been the go-to place in Mississauga for great food, great ambiance, and a traditional Irish welcome. Located at 5165 Dixie Road at AIMCO, just north of Eglinton, Colin McCullough and his staff will be pleased to welcome you to an Irish bar and restaurant that evokes memories of some of Ireland's great classic pubs. You can choose your spot at the bar, dine in the comfortable restaurant section, or just stretch your legs in the cozy lounge area. The cuisine of Executive Chef Colin is renowned, whether you are dropping in for a fast pub grub lunch or a more leisurely evening dinner with family and friends. We look forward to seeing you at the Belfast Lounge, an Irish oasis in Mississauga. Call us at 905-212-9048 for group bookings or to find out our upcoming entertainment schedule. We're located at 5165 Dixie Road at AIMCO, just north of Eglinton Avenue.
IrishTravel.ca and CampfellTravel.com hope the new year has started well for all listeners, and with a major increase in air capacity, major growth is anticipated for Ireland in 2014. Specials include air only with transit to Dublin for April from $749 inclusive and 7-night Dublin hotel package from $1,149 per person based on twin sharing. Lowest fares with Aer Lingus not only to Dublin but to 20 destinations in Britain and Europe. Plus WestJet from St. John's to Dublin with same plane service from Toronto in the peak June-September period. Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield is now tourism ambassador for Ireland, which we welcome. With all the travel mayhem in recent weeks, including ice storms, snowstorms, freezing rain and gales forcing cancellations and delays, it's a good time to remember that booking with us means we're always there for you. Remember, book with us and we will always have your back. Book your sun holiday with Kemple Travel and save $25 on your airfare to Ireland, Britain or Europe. Contact us for all your travel needs at 416-489-2424 or email us at info@irishtravel.ca. Right, I think we have a guest on the line, and we talked at the outset that there's a big announcement that Mrs. Freely is on the line here to talk about. Katie, are you on the line there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Ken, Mark and Kathy and Jane and Narita. You guys are really surrounded with beautiful ladies this morning.
We are, and we just wish you were in here between us as well.
I know, but there's no room for me.
Oh, there'd be room. Believe me, there'd be room.
Kitty, had we known you were going to be a guest, I would have insisted on you being in the studio.
I know, but they didn't put any pressure on me.
I think she always has the answers.
I think Tom is afraid to let you out down to see us.
I think he is afraid. I'm afraid to leave him alone.
That's a man that should never be left alone anyway.
Yes. anyway.
You have a big announcement, Kitty.
Yes.
So you've had all your meetings and all the nominations have come in.
Yes.
And you're ready to make this announcement?
Yes, I certainly am. And first of all, I'd like to thank everybody that sent in nominations. We really appreciated their input. And I'm delighted on behalf of the Irish Person of the Year Committee to announce that Geraldine Heaney will be receiving the Irish Person of the Year Award for 2014.
Wow.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Well done.
Fantastic choice, Kitty.
Thank you. Born in Lurgan, County Armagh, Geraldine came to Canada with her parents and settled in North York, where she developed a love for ice hockey at a very early age. Her love and dedication to the sport led to many accomplishments, such as playing 13 years for Team Canada. Geraldine won 7 world gold medals and is a 2-time Olympic medalist, winning silver in 1998 in the 1998 Olympics at Japan, and a gold medal in 2002 at Salt Lake City. She also holds the recognition as the all-time point leader for defense. So, and also in 2010, Geraldine was inducted into the International Ice Hockey Foundation. And in 2013, her accomplishments were recognized as she became the 3rd woman inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And that's just a few of her many accomplishments.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic, Kitty. And we actually had an opportunity to have Geraldine on the show for a quick interview just prior to her going into the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Just after it was announced. And she's a fantastic choice. She's a wonderful woman. And I know her not very well, but I remember her playing Gaelic football here as well. And as I said back then, she could have played on most of the men's team. She was an absolutely outstanding athlete.
I think that was one of her other accomplishments. You played against her, didn't you, Mark?
I did not play against her.
You were no competition for Geraldine.
Well, that's great, Kitty.
Anyway, she's a true superstar in the world of sport, and we're absolutely delighted to honour her as the 2014 Irish Person of the Year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, then the luncheon honouring Geraldine will be held on March the 9th at the Hilton Hotel, and tickets can be reserved by email at irperson2014@bell.net or by contacting Anne Looney at 416-621-2510. This luncheon is usually a sold-out event, so I encourage your listeners to reserve your tickets early. So that is the news for today. And I'd like to thank you, Ken and Mark, for having me on your show.
Not a problem at all, Kitty. We're always delighted to have you on, and we'll make sure we get all that information up on our website.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much.
I'm sure it'll be a sellout for sure to come out and share in Geraldine's experiences.
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
That. Yeah.
Yes, she's really an outstanding star. And I'd like to congratulate you both on your first year hosting Keolacus Crack.
Thank you very much.
And the very nice tribute you paid to our dear friend Eamon on last week's show. May he rest in peace. You're doing a great job, guys.
Thanks, Kitty. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Great to chat to you as usual. And
Thank you.
Take care of Tom now, okay?
Yes, I try.
All right. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you very much, guys.
All the best,
Take
Kitty.
Care.
Cheers. Bye.
Now, I understand, Mark, that your mother might be listening from back
She's
home.
She's listening in, yeah.
And I feel that we have to tell her that he's almost behaving himself. And if she could see how he was dressed, you'd be very proud of him. I'm sitting here looking at the jeans he's got on. Ken, I don't think you can see from over there, but
no,
you should see the detail and the stitching all down the leg. This
he
is
did that
a
himself,
fancy
you know.
Outfit here.
He's got one of them Singer sewing machines at home.
I'll give you mine.
Than a bedazzler. That could have been dodgy.
Oh, boy.
Although it might have worked with the St. John's music.
There we go. We didn't get to the 10-second button.
Alex, maybe a song? Yeah. Perhaps? Okay, we're going to bring it down here a little bit. This next song is by a band called The Once, and Jane often plays them in the office to stop me from singing in the office.
And Broadway tunes, I should add.
Oh, no.
And, well, their music is all fantastic, and we've chosen The Briar and the Rose to play today. So I'm hoping maybe Ken will take me around the floor for a waltz. For
oh, deadly.
One.
Sure thing.
I fell asleep down by a stream, and there I had the strangest dream. And down by Brennan's Glen there grows the briar and the rose. There's a tree in the forest, and I don't know where. I built a nest out of your hair, and climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. Well, I don't know how long it's been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, and near the end of spring there grows the briar and the rose. I picked the rose one early morn, I pricked my finger on a thorn. It had grown so close, it's winding up the briar and the rose. I tried to tear them both apart, I felt a bullet through my heart, and all dressed up in spring's new clothes, the briar and the rose. And when I'm buried and in my grave, tell me so your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose.
Loverly.
That was a lovely
you
dance.
You are smooth on
I'll
your
tell you
feet,
one thing,
sir.
Kathy, that's probably one of the best slow dances I've had since
that.
I was back in Summerhill College. My God, huh?
Your Jane. Hands were a bit low at times.
I like
okay.
your story, Jane.
Jane had a nice story about that song.
It did.
The beautiful
yes.
briar and the rose.
I like it. It's funny. Come on.
Okay. So I was in Newfoundland 2 years ago, the first year that they held a Rose of Tralee out there. And I was telling my father that I had to meet with the people that were organizing the event. And my father, without missing a beat, said, he said, "Well, bye, Jane. I don't think there'll be any roses, but there might be a few briars." However, the lady that was chosen was a lovely rose.
Wonderful.
That's not what you told us a few minutes ago.
Oh, here we go.
You're in for it now, Jane. Nothing is sacred. Okay, let's talk about the St. Patrick's Day lunch, Miss Jane.
I would love to. So the annual St. Patrick's Day lunch held by the Ireland Fund of Canada is the largest and longest St. Patrick's Day lunch held anywhere in the world. And this year it'll be held on Friday, March the 7th at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. As in past years, we're expecting a sellout crowd.
Now, last year, Jane, you had Brendan Grace, right, for your headline entertainment?
We did, and he did a great job. And this year, we're thrilled to have Irish comedian PJ Gallagher join us. Now, PJ is perhaps best known for his role in Naked Camera, which is a television show shown on RTE. It is. He's very funny. And there'll be lots of great music and dancing, and our MC, Seamus O'Regan, has promised to keep the program moving and ticking
along.
Fantastic. That's always a great thing.
We want to get tickets. How do we do that?
Tickets are on sale right now, but don't delay because the prices go up on February the 1st. So you can contact me directly at the office to confirm your purchase.
And is this the right number, Jane? 416-367-8311.
That's the one. You can get me there Monday to Friday.
Give us that number again. What is it?
Most Fridays.
You should see the
darts coming across the room at me right now. It's 416-367-8311.
Perfect.
Now, Mark, how many years have you been coming to the luncheon? What are some of your favorite memories?
My favorite memories. The good thing about going to the luncheon is that I leave usually with no memory of the thing at all.
True.
But some of my best memories, I think Brendan Grace is somebody I grew up really idolizing. I always found him very funny. So I found him very entertaining last year. And I think the first time I went to the event, I was just blown away by the magnitude of it, the size of it. So if there are listeners out there that have heard about this event but have never gone to it, I think it's something that they should experience. But the first time I was just absolutely blown away by the magnitude. I mean, I had no idea the scope of this event. And I just had a blast, a great time. There are lots of people that I see once a year, and it's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then throughout the year, whether it's through kind of business engagements, you know, when people hear my accent or talk to me or find out I'm Irish, they say, I go to this thing every year.
So
it's very, very popular, not just with the Irish, but it's just a great event. Ken and myself obviously turned it into not just a lunch, but a
bit of an outing.
A lunch and then a picnic.
Yes.
It's our Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, it is, a little bit, yeah.
But sometimes, Ken, you are known to be seen at the post party at PJ O'Brien's.
I am.
Do you have any memories of that from last year? That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Yeah, no.
No, it's a blank.
It's always a great time at PJ's going there afterwards.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is, yeah. No, I have lots of great memories.
We're just curious, Ken, can you tell us what it was like to be that close and personal with Ronan Clohessy?
Oh, really?
Any thoughts on that?
You know what? I missed it.
What do you mean you missed it?
Oh.
Do you want to play it?
Really.
Oh boy. This can't be good.
Got a little ditty
we got,
to go
we got
with
a little
this.
Ditty. Yeah, we're going to dance.
Kathy and I were all week teeing this up to get Ken.
Oh, no.
And now it's been ruined.
Oh, Alex.
I ruined it.
Oh, no. Well, I think we can still play the song when Alex finds it.
Is there a story here?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know if there's any memories.
Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding. Way, hey, and away we go. Riding on a donkey. Was you ever in Quebec, launching timber on the deck, where you'll break your bleeding neck, riding on a donkey? Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, and away we go. Riding on a donkey. Was you ever round Cape Horn, where the weather's never warm? Wish to God you'd never been born, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, and away we go. Riding on a donkey. Was you ever in Miramichi, where you tie up to a tree, and the girls sit on your knee, riding on a donkey? Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, and away we go. Riding on a donkey. I'll shout hooray. Here comes Dad with 10 weeks pay, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, and away we go. Riding on a donkey. Was you ever in London town, see the king, he does come down. See the king in his golden crown, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding,
donkey riding way, hey, away we go, riding on a donkey.
Well, that was something, wasn't it? Yeah.
That
I think I vaguely
really well.
Remember something about Ronan Glossy. I think he asked me on a date or something and got me all excited.
And then he stood up.
And he stood up.
Yeah, and then he never showed.
Can't believe he's cheating on me.
And then I was sitting there in the bar all on my own. I said, I'm waiting on someone. I'm waiting on a friend, you know that? Yeah. Anyway, but you were telling us during the break here that you...
I think I'm the only one in the room who's probably rode a donkey, yeah. My uncle had a farm out in a place called Ballyroan, just outside of Abbey Leaks,
yeah.
And he used to make me ride his donkey into the town to give him a bit of exercise.
What, get up there, boy.
He'd lift me up. I was 11. I'd lift me up and I'd hold on to the mane of the donkey. Have you ever seen a horse is very easy to ride because they're so... They get into a rhythm, right?
They do.
Donkeys don't. They just bounce. They just bounce along. It's like they jump along, right? All fours hit the ground, and then they hit. Then they're up in the air. But anyway, and then he used to give me this little. These, you know, those old black tubes, right?
Yeah.
And he used to have to whip them to get him to go because he'd start slowing down to graze or something.
Oh,
and when he'd graze, he'd pull me over the top.
Animal rights will be on to us now.
I was holding on to his mane.
There must be people in Leash who have a picture of that.
I doubt it.
We'll see if we can find that. Yeah, Mammy, your mom's listening.
Mammy O'Brien, if you have a picture of that now, send
it
out.
We'd like to see that.
If you have it, Mum, I'd love to see it as well, but I don't think you will.
That would be hilarious. Anyway. Oh my gosh. That's something. Right, good.
What are we going for?
Well, we better do the Guinness Community Calendar events.
Introducing a lager with substance from Guinness. New Guinness Black Lager. Cold brewed and fire roasted for a taste that truly stands out. Guinness Black Lager. It's a lager less ordinary. Please enjoy responsibly.
Yes, here we go with the Guinness Community Calendar of Events for January the 11th. Tonight at 8 p.m. and it'll run right through till midnight. It's an open door ceilidh. Everybody is welcome, beginners and advanced alike. It's all happening at the Royal Canadian Legion, 3591 Dundas Street West in Toronto. Tickets are $15. It's a cash bar and there'll be Barry's Irish Tea and home-baked treats as well. There'll be great music by Inishowen Ceilidh Band. Dancing will include ceilidh, set and waltzing, just like we were doing here in the studio a few minutes ago. TTC accessible. There'll be parking as well as available. And for more information, you can contact Geraldine at 416-440-0601 or Mary a call at 905-330-7972. Thursday, January the 16th at 6 p.m, the Celtic Studies Program invites you to the annual St. Andrew Society of Toronto lecture. Francis Wilkins, the University of Aberdeen, will talk, and he'll give a talk on Scots in the Subarctic, and that is musical exchanges with the James Bay Cree, and that's all happening at Charbon Lounge at St. Michael's College, 81 Mary Street. All are welcome. It's free admission and there's no registration required. The Kilkenny Association is holding their annual pub night at the Galway Arms. It all starts at 8 p.m. on Saturday, January the 18th. Come for an evening filled with fun, food, music, dancing, great chat, and there'll also be a live auction. Entertainment is by Michael Kelly and they look forward to welcoming all the Kilkenny people and their friends to a wonderful night of celebration for the black and amber. The Mayo Association's having their pub night on Saturday, February the 22nd at 8 p.m. and that's also happening at the Galway Arms. The Parade Society, they'll be holding their Grand Marshal Ball honouring Katie Taylor, the 2014 Grand Marshal. It'll be held at the Toronto Hilton on Friday, March the 14th. For ticket information, please contact Geraldine, 416-487-1566. The Murphy Reunion, Kathy, I'm sure will be at this. Invites all the Murphys to march in the parade and enjoy the weekend festivities. For more information, send them an email at murphy@topatrick.com. Calling Carlow, Wicklow, Wexford, Waterford, Sligo and Tipperary to represent your county and join together with friends and family and march in the parade. St. Patrick's Day Parade Society is always looking for sponsors and you can contact them at info@topatrick.com. Entry application forms. Counties are now asked to submit their entry application for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Please send your information to info@topatrick.com. The deadline is January 23rd. And on St. Patrick's Day itself, Monday, March the 17th, the Wolftones will be performing this St. Patrick's Day in Toronto for their 50th anniversary tour. That'll be a great night. It's all starting at 7:30. The doors do open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $40, and the whole concert is presented by Friends of Sinn Féin. For more information, you can call them at 416-402-3729, and that's happening at the Estonia House at 958 Broadview Avenue. A celebration of 25 years of Ladies Gaelic football. Mark would know all about that. Saturday, May the 31st at Le Troport Banquet Hall. That's at 1075 the Queensway. Entertainment is by the one and only Hugo Strani. Tickets are $80 and includes a three-course meal. And all this information can be found on our website, SaturdayIrishRadio.com. That's it for the Guinness Community Calendar of Events.
Good man yourself. Take a breath there.
Aye.
Geraldine Heaney will be at that football event. She was very instrumental in the acceleration of ladies' football here as well. So, very good.
That's great.
Where are we going now? Is that your text going off there all the time?
Is, I'm sorry.
He is a popular man.
Is it classy?
It's...
Classy.
Yeah, yeah, there's your afternoon all set up. That's gorgeous.
He said we're ready to go back to Leash for a donkey riding contest.
Very good.
Well, this has certainly been a great hour, and I know I've enjoyed having Ken and Mark join us.
You know what? Very impressive. And maybe not quite ready for your own show, but I think you could join us anytime.
Okay. I would good. Have them back.
A lot of potential here, Jane.
If they brought food.
Yeah.
All right.
Hot
That's
food.
Fair. Hot food. You
hot
want.
Food.
Yeah.
We weren't hot
like
enough
a
for
hot
you.
Hot lunch. Well, those jeans are hot, I'll tell you.
Right.
Well, it's been great having you here.
Well, no exactly.
Yes, yeah. Fantastic.
Brightened up the studio a little bit. That was good.
And you're welcome to come back anytime.
Thanks.
Well,
love to come back.
Not really.
Careful what you wish for. Exactly,
yeah. Not really. We just have to say that. It's kind of the right thing to say.
Get it out there.
But if we're absent, if we're not able to do anything, right? We're not able to show up for the show.
We could be
substitutes.
The subs.
Yeah.
You're on the bench.
You might need to improve the quality of the music, though.
And
can't be playing that Newfoundland
stuff.
We are.
Do we have any Irish music today?
Well, in honor of my co-host, Kathy Murphy, we're going to close the show with The Night Pat Murphy Died. It's a great song by Great Big Sea. Mm. And, you know, maybe this time, Ken and Mark, you guys will dance together.
Nice.
We'll see.
Why wouldn't we?
We're due a dance.
Yep.
We're due a dance. Well, that's fantastic. Thanks again, girls.
Thanks,
I think we're going out with this song. And congratulations to Ireland Person of the Year, Geraldine Heaney.
Yeah, thanks to Kitty for coming on.
Gold medalist, Olympic medalist. She's a fantastic choice, and look forward to attending all of the events. We're just getting into the March swing.
The March swing,
yeah.
It's like March Madness.
Take a rest. Wonderful. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's been great
fun.
Great Big C.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as a bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. O'Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full of the night Pat Murphy died. As Mrs. Murphy sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Kelly and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put the bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. About 2 o'clock in the morning, after emptying the jug, Doyle rose up the icebox, lit the sea for Patty's mug. He stopped the clock so Mrs. Murphy couldn't tell the time, and at a quarter after two, we argued it was nine. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed our honor and our pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. On George Street outside some dance saloon, they all went in at 8:30 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard so holy and sublime, found out when they got there they left the corpse behind. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and
said it was a sin and a shame. We winked at one another, and every drink in the place was full. And I, Pat Murphy, died. Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came with a bagpipe, some music for the play. That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. And every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Well, every drink in the place was full the night Pat Murphy died.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. This is AM 1430, CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Greater Toronto. Opinions and